You're listening to Meg Punk on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, a city with the strongest and proudest 2S LGBTQ plus activists, social justice warriors, and community initiatives. Happy Tuesday, folks. Welcome to the Meg Punk Radio Show, Winnipeg's only all queer and trans show. I'm your transgender host, Megan, she, her. Every Tuesday, we highlight queer and trans representation in music, more specifically queercore music and whatever else I want to play. But as queer and trans themes, allyship, representation, or as wholly performed by queer and trans musicians, you can find it here. Let's get into it. Starting off today's show in honor of Transgender Day of Visibility that just passed on Sunday, I'd like to play a clip by gender radical and activist Alok Vaidmanen that they had posted on Instagram in response to the waves of brutal white Christian conservative fascism due to Transgender Day of Visibility, which happens every year on the same date, March 31st, which happened being the same day as religious celebration of Easter, which falls on a different Sunday each year. In fact, the two events have only collided once in 2013 and on the same day and won't happen again until the year 2086. Maybe some sort of hope the next occurrence won't be such a pathetic display of transphobia and conservative fascism. We can only hope that the people complaining about marginalized groups actually read the book that they so adamantly thump in the face of us heathens. Without further ado, here's my favorite public figure with a lot of brilliant things to say.
The reason people defend the gender binary so ferociously, attempt to ban books about gender literacy, disappear gender nonconforming people from public life is because they don't want to confront their lovelessness. That awareness that they've never been allowed to be free. It's easier to romanticize the unfreedom, decorate and accessorize it, mistake dissociation as an identity and a virtue, wear it like a badge or a family heirloom. So many would rather die than give it up. And all this pain, it shows up as resentment and retribution against gender nonconforming people. How dare you make freedom real? How dare you make heaven on earth? I thought we had to wait for joy. I thought that wasn't possible. People are made to destroy their own creativity, their own simultaneity, their own gender nonconformity in order to receive love from their families and societies. If they don't see gender nonconforming people, then they don't have to see the parts of themselves that they had to cut out in order to be loved. If they don't see us, then they don't have to see their own pain. Their grief is so calcified, it takes the form of anger.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Breaking barriers and pushing boundaries is a surefire way to establish a stronghold in the social justice realm. Breaking the norms of music is the band Idols, fronted by openly bisexual frontman Joe Talbot, tackling themes of heteronormativity, toxic masculinity, fascism, and conservatism. Talbot and Idols bring brutal power into the culture of acceptance and diversity through music. Idols keeps the power of change moving like a freight train. Here's Idols with Gratitude.
Forgot to sing my song, so karma paid. Now, visions of 10 million ways to die. I was having visions of 10 people that might cry. I forgot the path I'm on.
sing my song, so karma paid. Now, no righteous hand will hold the stories I told, so I will say. The gratitude consumed my veins. I hold my hand up and I say, the gratitude consumed my veins. I hold my hand up and I'm awake. Shoot, 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 shoot. Okay, cold. Ripped up cuticles, morons wistful, an acid to wash my soul. Doom says swords and lies for your lords. He crippled the mason shade. I'm soft to the core. I'll die before bored. Hell fingers does not a man make.
Girls and Boys is a song by English rock band Blur, released in March 1994 by Food Records as the lead single from the group's third studio album, Park Life, from 1994. Comes as no surprise that releasing a song about gender and sex diversity is a touchy subject, but imagine doing this shamelessly in the throes of the mid-90s. Blur came through with a super fun banger that became an absolute queer anthem, and for many folks, normalized their existence as gender and sexuality diverse people. Much like the aim of this show, queer and trans representation matters, and Blur, while poppy and simple, made massive waves in the world of music with this dose of queer and trans subculture. Here's Blur with their 1994 hit Girls and Boys, followed by their blockbuster and probably most familiar song, song number two. Take your job.
Jungle, so call the police.
Pansy Division are an American rock band formed in San Francisco, California, United States, in 1991 by guitarist and singer-songwriter John Ginoli, along with bassist Chris Freeman. Conceived as the first openly gay rock band featuring predominantly gay musicians, Pansy Division's music, a mix of pop punk and power pop, focuses mainly on LGBTQ plus issues, sex and relationships, and often presented in a humorous light. In 1993, the band signed to punk label Lookout Records and received international notoriety, touring with Green Day in 1994, becoming the most commercially successful band of the queercore movement, which began in the 1980s. Pansy Division has released 7 studio albums and 3 B-side compilations, among other recordings. In 2008, the band was subject to a documentary film entitled Pansy Division, Life in a Gay Rock Band. Here's Pansy Division with That's So Gay and Blame the Bible.
Limits, they'll just blatantly lie. In the name of Jesus, it's out. Between any of those other religions?
Hell no!
Do we really need any of them anymore?
Hell no!
With a massive following in the queer community, Electric Six brought party anthems and queerness to the front. While not necessarily gay himself, frontman Tyler Spencer, aka Dick Valentine, never claimed nor denied his queerness. While the song Gay Bar was about taking a person to a gay bar, and the video is rife with sexual innuendos, we can't assume anything and just ride with the brazen queerness portrayed. Even if Dick Valentine is in fact straight, the normalizing of queerness is always welcome. It gives more allyship than those insufferable pride stickers that say straight against hate, like you're worried about someone is going to think you're gay even in your allyship. Not Dick Valentine. Here's Electric Six with Gay Bar and Synthesizer. You're listening to Meg Punk on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Chinese Medicine is a BIPOC queer-fronted punk band from Toronto, Canada. Starting as a passion project for frontwoman Juno Haley, they burst onto the scene from relative obscurity with their debut EP, Diaspora. Released in 2021, Diaspora is a hard-hitting, side-splitting exploration into the realities of living in a society designed to harm you, while exploring the meaning of life and self-actualization. The name itself is a play on the concept of belonging to multiple diasporas. The album was produced by post-hardcore vet Wade McNeil of Alexis on Fire and engineered by Toronto legend Ian Ski Romano at Ian's studio in Welland, Ontario. Here's Chinese Medicine with Exploding Dogs and Perception in Black.
We'll be right back.
Logan Oxenham is a Canadian politician who was elected into the Legislative Assembly of Manitoba in 2023 in the Manitoba general election. He represents the district of Kirkfield Park. As a member of the Manitoba New Democratic Party as well, he represents the 2SLGBTQ plus community and more specifically the transgender community. Recently, Logan brought a bill to the Manitoba legislature to provincially recognize March 31st as Two-Spirit and Transgender Visibility Day. Instead of listening to Manitoba's first openly transgender MLA bring a historic bill to legislature, the Manitoba PC Party decided it would be better to suit them. It would better suit them to filibuster the presentation of a bill to prevent it from legislation. Manitoba 2SLGBTQIA plus Students Action Coalition posted the following. I'm going to read this verbatim from their post. Grant Jackson, MLA for Spruce Woods, rose on a matter of privilege to attest that he felt that Premier Wab Kanew had damaged his reputation through his words. The interim PC leader, Wayne Iwasco, then also decided to use this time to express his displeasure about being portrayed as transphobic and as an individual who 2SLGBTQI plus people are not safe with. He doubled down on his belief with the importance of parental rights, leaning on his experience as an educator to present himself as an expert about what is good for children. He also stated that, at the end of the day, once those students and children hopefully graduate from high school, it is yet the parents and the guardians who are still there. Many 2SLGBTQI plus people unfortunately know that parental support is not always a guarantee, unlike what Iwasco said. Obi Khan, MLA for Fort White and the face of the parental rights advertising in the October 2023 election, also took part in the filibuster. Khan insisted that he was being bullied and defamed by members of the NDP and, confusingly, spoke at length about the gas tax. It is important to note that the PCs were well aware of the bill that they were on the table that day and that the members of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community had been invited to attend the gallery. They said these things and intentionally prohibited the passing of the Two-Spirit and Trans Day of Visibility bill known as the 2SLGBTQIA+. Knowing that the 2SLGBTQIA plus people were there and listening, as we were escorted with other attendees from the gallery, the PCs would not even look at us. What we and other members of the gallery experienced was violent and for some of us traumatic. We were denied a day to celebrate as a direct result of the behavior of the PCs. PCs would not allow a bill to recognize Two-Spirit and Trans Manitobans. It was not a bill requesting a crucial funding of organizations such as Clinic Community Health, Nine Circles Community Center, Rainbow Resource Center, and Sunshine House. The Two-Spirit and Trans Day of Visibility bill was simply going to provide provincial recognition of this day. Remember, folks, according to the Canadian Charter of Human Rights and Freedoms, parents do not have, quote, rights over their children. No one has rights over another person, and these fascist conservative groups like the Parental Rights Group are pushing to establish these so-called rights. Parental rights are a dog whistle for regressive politics that harm and bully 2SLGBTQIA+ students and community members. Trans rights are human rights. Let's get back into some music. It's no surprise that the antithesis to religious purity culture and 2SLGBTQ+ hate is queer Satanism. So here's my response. This is Fallen Angel by the band Lucifer. Ian McKay, a prolific hardcore musician from bands like Teen Idols, Minor Threat, and Fugazi. Close friends with the members of Big Boys, an all-gay band, and I've played a few times on my show. Ian has been the ally of the community forever. Here's Teen Idols with Teen Idols and Sneakers. Here's some more Ian McKay with two Minor Threat songs, Minor Threat and Guys Don't Wear White.
I promise. Guys, don't wear white. guys don't wear white. Good guys, bad guys, which is which? The white collar worker or the digger in the ditch? Man, who's to say who's a better man? I'm always doing the best I can. Best I can. You thought I had a dirty mind. All the messed up chicks of the changing times. White filth and easy living. You can't come close to the love that I've given to tell your mama and your papa. Sometimes good guys don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white.
Ian was active in fundraising initiatives for AIDS in the 90s and debuted Give Me the Cure at an AIDS benefit show in 1989 with Fugazi. Here's Fugazi with Give Me the Cure and Repeater.
I never licked the side of dying before.
Well, looks like that's it for tonight's episode of Make Punk. Tune in Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. till 8 with me, Megan, she, her, and cash in on all the queer and trans music your little ears can handle. We're going to keep bringing you the raddest 2LGBTQIA+ music every week because in our ever-challenging social climate, queer and trans representation matters. Here's Canadian musician and one of the 400 musicians protesting the anti-trans laws being presented across Canada, Elvis Costello, with Pump It Up.